From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. While other states have passed laws to make it harder to vote, California has been making it easier. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
In the past 2 years, 13 states have tightened voting laws. Some states have restricted early voting, made it tougher to restore voting rights for ex-cons, or required some form of identification. But California has recently enacted online voter registration, and this year a law was passed to allow same-day registration beginning next year. But Jenny Bowser, with the National Conference of State Legislatures, says California isn't unique in making it easier to vote.
I think there are a lot of things that legislatures are doing and election officials at the state and local level are doing every day to try and make elections more efficient and more fair and to maximize opportunities to vote that aren't attracting the attention that some of these really big, high-profile changes are attracting.
Bowser says in the last 10 years, there's been a large expansion of early and no-excuse absentee voting, and 11 other states offer online registration. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
With more than $350 million raised so far, both for and against the 11 California ballot measures, the campaign finance watchdog MapLight.org found one family responsible for almost a quarter of the contributions. Molly Munger has contributed more than $44 million in support of Proposition 38. Her brother, Charles Munger Jr., has given more than $36 million supporting Prop 32 and opposing Prop 30. Daniel G. Newman with MapLight.org says it's surprising a few individuals or wealthy organizations can control the political debate.
So an ordinary citizen or ordinary voter might have ideas of what they think government should do, but it's only a handful of wealthy interest groups that can afford to put these measures on the ballot and run campaigns.
It's also reported that more than 90% of contributions opposing Prop 37 are from a handful of out-of-state corporations. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.